start. This is Cynthia Carr interviewing Jim Hodges at his studio in Queens, New York on March 9th, 2017 for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution, and this is card number one. And the first thing they want is for you to say your name and spell it.
Okay. Jim Hodges, J-I-M, capital H-O-D-G-E-S.
Okay, and when and where were you born?
I was born in Spokane, Washington, October 16th, 1957.
Okay, what were your parents' names, and if you could spell them also?
Ramona Dolores Hodges, Ramona R-O-M-A-N-O, Dolores D-E-L-O-R-E-S, Hodges, H-O-D-G-E-S, John Harley Hodges, J-O-H-N-H-A-R-L-E-Y, H-O-D-G-E-S.
And what were their jobs?
My mom was a homemaker, and my father was a food broker.
Do you think that they encouraged you in your artistic pursuits at a young age, or were they interested in that?
Yes, they encouraged me at a young age. When I was in kindergarten, my kindergarten teacher told my parents that she thought I was an artist.
Oh.
And
what were you doing in kindergarten that got her interested?
She saw something that stood out to her as some kind of an anomaly. I think that it was the detail that I was bringing to the little drawings that I was making. She recognized something in me, and I'm not really sure, but she made a point of making sure that she told my parents that she recognized some talent in me. Uh-huh. And my parents, my mom, I have five brothers and sisters, and I remember as a young child my parents giving me like a pad of paper and a pencil and sitting me at at the kitchen table, and I'd be set. My mom could be busy doing other things, and I would just be endlessly drawing. So it was a natural thing for them to do.
Well, what kinds of things were you drawing at that age?
I think I don't really recall.
But people, animals,
or
abstract
sky
stuff?
And clouds and trees and houses. I think I'm sure no different than what little kids normally draw.
Right.
But it was that I was putting in detail. I was drawing with detail that the kindergarten teacher at least was pointing out was not usual for children. That I was making shutters with particular patterns, and I mean everything was more complicated, I guess. Uh-huh. But I don't really know, Cynthia. I think that okay. I'm glad that she said that, because my parents didn't have any, they weren't artists themselves, although my mother was very creative and an intuitive maker and understood art from an intuitive place. There was no real culture in Spokane.
Were there art classes in grade school?
I went to a Catholic school, so I remember the art that we had. I remember in third grade, because it was a parochial school, it was tied in somehow with faith and religion. So I remember drawing hands holding a host or something. But my third grade teacher, Sister Imelda, really liked that. But I think it's just normal kind of things that kids were given as art classes in the 60s, which probably is more than they're given these days.
Well, possible. But you were interested. You enjoyed doing it.
It was really my thing. It really was something I felt very much myself, or I could find myself. And in fact, I think it's probably where I hid out in art. Uh-huh. As a young person, I think it was a place where it was a solitude and solitary kind of experience, and one that was uniquely mine. So the attention of my mother, for instance, was I associated